Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, March 19th. Oklahoma has put together a great effort to catch Elon Musk's attention to get Tesla to consider the state for an upcoming Tesla Cybertruck Gigafactory. Oklahoma built a whole website with tons of memes in order to bring Musk's attention that they have a piece of land to offer up for the factory. While the website is full of jokes, they are apparently really offering a large 1,500-acre piece of land near Tulsa. They're calling it BFF for Big Field, a reference to Elon Musk calling SpaceX's multiplanetary rocket the BFR for a big rocket. The situation around Tesla's operations in the Bay Area, with the coronavirus shutdown order in place, has been confusing. Yesterday, we reported that Tesla was set to close and that they plan to stay open. Since then, a spokesperson for the Alameda County Sheriff's Office said that Tesla agreed to reduce its workforce. Quote, "They assured me in a phone call to do a step-down reduction from about 10,000 to 2,500 people. The county is very sensitive to what they're dealing with." Close quote. Alameda County clarified, saying that the limited operations at Tesla's factory cannot involve making vehicles, and they will take action if Tesla doesn't comply. In an email sent to employees just last night, Tesla said that nothing has changed since yesterday, and only essential employees need to report to work. The email states, quote, "As I shared yesterday, we have asked only essential employees to work from our Bay Area locations, while all others who can are working from home." Close quote. If indeed business will continue as usual, the automaker will continue making autos. In the most recent addition to the story, at 10 a.m. Pacific time this morning, the Fremont Police Department announced via Twitter, quote, "Police Chief Kimberly Peterson and the members of our city management team will meet with Tesla factory management today to discuss cooperation for compliance with the county health office's orders." Close quote. Even while Tesla appears to be resisting the shutdown order, Morgan Stanley says that Tesla is strong enough financially to afford several months of near shutdown of operations at its Fremont factory. Quote, "On our analysis of its liquidity and discussion with the company, as well as our stress testing, we believe Tesla is strong enough to weather several months of a near shutdown of operations if necessary." Close quote. Nonetheless, Morgan Stanley lowered its price on Tesla's stock to $460, which was at $480, as it revises its delivery estimates amid the current crisis. At the time of recording, Tesla stock is currently trading at $439 per share. In other news, several automakers offered today to turn their manufacturing expertise toward helping alleviate medical device shortages as the COVID-19 pandemic threatens to overload hospitals. Wednesday afternoon, GM's CEO Mary Barra offered to use empty factory space to make ventilators for hospitals that are running short. The idea made its way to Tesla CEO Elon Musk last night, who stated that Tesla, quote, "will make ventilators if there is a shortage," close quote. Ford Motor Company also offered their help, stating, quote, "As America's largest producer of vehicles and top employer of auto workers, Ford stands ready to help the administration in any way we can, including the possibility of producing ventilators and other equipment," close quote. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, Senator Angus King introduced the Battery and Critical Mineral Recycling Act of 2020 just this month. The groundbreaking bill aims, as it simply states, quote, "to support the reuse and recycling of batteries and critical minerals and for other purposes," close quote. According to King's website, the legislation aims to incentivize, through grant programs, the recycling of rechargeable and electrochemical batteries in the United States to meet green energy needs and decrease mineral imports. The bill calls for $150 million over the next 5 years to support innovative research into recycling and to establish a U.S.-wide collection system that can harvest old batteries from anything that, well, anything that uses batteries. Amidst the social distancing that is in effect across the world, are your kids, or any kids that you know, now moving to remote learning while this is in place? Mystery Science, a website that provides science lesson for school-age kids, has a lot of really cool free modules, including a great activity about energy, motion, and electricity generation. And if you need a soothing reminder as to why we fight for our planet and its species, the Monterey Bay Aquarium is now streaming a live jellyfish cam on YouTube. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric motorcycle review was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel. this time for Harley-Davidson's electric Livewire. With a price tag of $29,799, the Livewire has a 78-kilowatt-hour motor capable of a 3-second 0-60 time. The bike features high-end parts and striking innovation. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.